The House of Death. Do you ever wish you could walk in and take over my ivy-covered cottage, a mansion, even a stately castle? Caveus Crabbe did just that, found already had a landlord. But let me start at the beginning. It was back in the year 1800. Shrouds of early dust lay over the cold and clammy walls of the ancient castle, stood in the meadows of the Shropshire. Through the crackled courtyard, an old woman made her crackling way, checking the massive gates as night approached. "Scat, scat, someday I'll get rid of these confounded crows. I told him I would. I told him." Oakham was not without an audience. At a village of Shropshire nearby, at a window, where a sign moved, slowly moved in a wavering wind, flabby-faced old man lowered a seaman's glass. "There she is again, that whole castle to herself. She clings to it. No heirs, not even a dead deed showing a past owner of the record. Just a whole castle for that old crone. It's a crime, a crime. Rumour has it she does have a mysterious call at night sometimes. No one ever really seen him. They just say he shows up where there's a funeral in the town. Bah, poppycock. I have called her on her, but she wouldn't take even talk of saying I could make a fine bundle if I had the property. And the castle, yes, and I will have it." Caveus Crabbe sunk heavily in his chair, his pink eyes gleaming, his thoughts deep in the hidden deep depths where no man's mind should go. If she were dead, I could pick up the place easily, yes. If she were dead, it would be mine. And his thoughts took fertile root. That might... had already cloaked in the countryside when a ferocious figure made its way down the path from town in moonless night and black and silent night. Soon he was pounding his heavy step, walking stick upon the thick wood of the raised drawbridge of the castle moat. Finally he heard anguished cracking of the unused wrenches of the drawbridge slowly begin to lower. Ha! The old iron sparked emergency gate. Still there, yes. Could get a fancy price for that, for this place, all right. "It's me, Caveus Crabbe. I want to talk with you. Can't we go inside? The night's cold. You're right. Follow me." Everything was going as he planned. Inside the castle, the decay hung like a shroud, the very air. Oko's eyes fixed themselves on Caveus Crabbe. He took a firm grip on the walking stick. "Well, come, come, I have no time to waste. It seems to me that time is still all you have, old woman. I've come to ask you to sell again. I'll pay you well. What do you want with this huge place?" "I told you never to sell. I'll never sell. I'm just a housekeeper here." "Just get out, you fool. You lie. I'm not leaving this time, but you are." Caveus Crabbe's hand shut out and fastened itself Oko's wrist. Skin was a cold wetness that it shivered through his frame. He forced himself not to let go. "What are you doing? Let go, fool, let go. No, I'm going to get rid of you. Nobody will miss you. No, ah." "She's dead. The castle will be mine, mine." Suddenly, Caveus Crabbe heard a wail, a twisted tortured wail from another world that wrapped itself from the castle and shook the very walls. He felt his throat go dry in a sudden terror. "What's that?" Then as suddenly as it came, the wails ended. It was still the heavy, all-consuming stillness of the tomb. Must be hearing things. The old castles, the wind can play tricks on them. I take her upstairs to the high window, high wall, and throw her onto the moat. Maybe a week before she's found and look as if she's fell from the wall. Caveus Crabbe neared the side of the flight of the great stone stair, heard a sudden sharp crack of splitting masonry. It grew into an instant roar, and then but seconds to throw the flat form at one side as just collapsed as if it wanted to crush me. Now beads of perspiration mirrored the man's fear. His eyes fell upon the old armoured players standing in the corner. He watched the transfixed horror as, "No, it can't be that old piece of armour. It's moving. It's going to throw its lance. Ah, this castle, it's trying to kill me." A voice answered the closest crab, nearly fell as he wheeled his fat frame around to see a frame from a whale figure to bring all the sense of mortal man to a halt. Curtis Crabbe could but quake in fear as he looked in the eyes of death. "You're right, the old castle wants you. You see, my friend, you're in the house of death." "What?" "You death must have a house to stop at when he goes visiting. What'll be more fitting than the castle? The old one was my housekeeper. Now you killed her, I am very annoyed at you. You must pay, Curtis Crabbe, you must pay. I'll be dreaming, I'll get rid of you." A lantern shattered against the wall, and instantly the musty grapes leaped into flames. Within seconds, the room was alive with fire, and the grim figure of death stood untouched, unmoving. Curtis Crabbe turned to flee. The current terror got to escape the drawbridge, escape. Reaching the drawbridge, a man's ponderous form stumbled. He fell heavily, grasping for breath. Then he heard his whirring clank of heavy chains being released. He looked up in stark fear, realised his very paralysed his very muscle. Spider Gate, no! Great Scape Gate dropped an avenging force over the roar of the fire and light. Last tortured scream took the night. Ah, the castle burned and drowned. Curtis Crabbe was but a still warm cinder to be blown away by the wind of morning. I can't blame death for being angry. Can you? Good household help is good, so hard to get nowadays.